The Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Motzinu Shem Kotten Mishem Godel. That a person had an intent to write a Shem Godel. He wanted to write Shemain. And he wrote the first two Oisiyah Shin Mem. So he's Chayev. That's what we learn out from Meyachas. So the Gemara asks, Midomi Mem the Shem Sosum. He ended up by writing a Shem Kotten, the word Shem, or the name Shem. So mem, that is written, b'mem sosum. Mem de shimen pasuach. So he did not write a shem kotten, he did not write the shame the way it should be written. Omar Abchizde. So Abchizde said, zoi say meres, sosum vasohu pasuach kosher. So if he is chayiv for the ksiv of a shem kotten, so we see from here that it is not necessary, it is not ma'akev and hilchas ksivit, that if a person wrote a shame, a mem pasuach, instead of writing a mem sosum, it is also kosher. So it is not ma'akev the ksivit, so therefore he's chayiv, so he wrote shem the way it is also halachically written, because you can be yaitza with a mem pasuach. So the Gemara says that is very debatable. Meisvei. We learned in Abaraisa, Uchsavtom, Shetehei Ksiva Tamo, that the Ksiva should be written Bishleimis. Sheloi Yichtoiv Alfin Einin. A Aleph should not be written, as the Machlekes Arishoinim. Let us see Rashi. Emi Domi Zeshen Iskaven Lichtoiv Shem Mishimim. Mem psuche kosab. He wrote a mem psuche. Vehechi korilei miskayemis b'moke macha. V'holoi habi, it's not true. Shame is not written with a mem psuche. Savtom de tvilinu mezuze. Tam sholein kil kosab. So, one halach is we learn shalayichtaiv alfin einin. So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Yeish shekois vin kain. Mipnei shedoimin b'kriyosa. So the Baraisa is telling me that he should not, since they sound the same, a person might have a havamine, so he could be machlev the oisius, where it's supposed to be an aleph, he'll write an ayin. The Rishonim do not agree with Rashi's pshat. That's poshet. That is not a din in ksiva tamo. You need a chsavtom ksiva tamo. He's writing a different word. If it's supposed to be, they ask the Bereshis Bor Elokim Eisa Shemaim, who put with an ayin, Eisa Shemaim, it's a different mechuvan in ganzen. You don't need the drosha of ksiva tame. So what is pshat shelo yichtoiv alef ayinin? So the Rashba says, the Rashba and the Ritva say as follows, that in the aleph, we have, there's the kava emtsoi. Let us speak. An aleph is made out of two yudin and a vav. There's a yud on the right side, an upside down yud on the left side, and then there's a vav in the middle. So if a person will write the yud on the right side and the kava emtsoi, so he has something that is similar to an ayin, but it's an ayin hafucha. Usually the long side of an ayin is on the right side and the short side is on the left side, and this is fakel. This is an ayin hafuche. So the mechuvin over here is shle yichtoiv alfen ayinin, means that if the regel hasmoil of the aleph will not be touching the vav of the aleph, so you have together a backwards ayin, without, if the regular smile is not touching the vav of the ayin, so you have a backwards ayin. That is pshat. La yichtoiv alfen ayinim, that the aleph should not have a tzura of a backward ayin. And this could be accomplished if the regular smile is not touching the kav haemtsoi. Ayinin alfen, the pesodas say that this is lavdav. He said alfen ayinin, he said ayinin alfen. An ayin will not normally get to look like an aleph. Basin chafin, chafin basin. So the Ritva says the beis has in it two characteristics. The beis has to have the roish habeis, the top of the beis has to have a tag cotton lemaila litzatzmoil. The left side of the beis has a tag cotton, and there's and the yerech, the bottom shura of the beis, va'oiketz lachareo b'tchilas akav atachti. That is an oiketz that's sticking out, and that is by the beis. Shlo yase beis in chofin, and the chof has these two characteristics. The chof bechlal doesn't have shlo yase beis in chofin, and chofin beis. Gamin tzadin, tzadin gamin. Now, a gimel upside down, a gimel upside down, let's take this away. If we lengthen the regal of the gimel, it looks like a tzadik pshuta. It would look like a tzadik pshuta. So the Ritva learned pshat, he should not make, that means he should make sure that this should, that the roish of the gimel should be thick. That should have the roish over here, because if it will stretch down all the way, it'll be a very thin roish, it will look like a tzaddik pshuta, and that is not the tzure of the gimel. So he says the gimel upside down should not look like a tzaddik. Yeah, tzaddik soifis, that's right. Pshuta means nakfufa. Pshuta means it's going long. So that means it would look like a tzaddik pshuta. Gamin tzadin, tzadin gamin. This is the loshen of the Ritva. Beis raglayim legimel lamata. The gimel has two raglayim lamata. That's what we're looking at this way. It could look like a tzaddik pshuta. Agabuch, if you're making it like a tzaddik pshuta, this is the way that Arizal made a tzaddik pshuta, because the difference between ksav Ari and ksav Beis Yosef is ksav Ari, they made a backwards yud. And ksav Beis Yosef, so if we say that this looks like a tzaddik pshuta, so it seems that this is like ksav Ari, that you have a backwards yud, and thus, and this would look like a tzaddik pshuta. So the Ritva says, don't make it like a tzaddik pshuta. Shelo yase roish gimel ha'elyon dak, that this should not be thin. So the main is, because if it will be thin going down, so it looks, so that a dimyon, and we'll see the oisius of the olive beis have to shtim in all directions, upside down, right side up. So Mamela, if this way it looks like a tzaddik, that's a psul. That is gamin tzaddin. Tzaddik gamin, you shouldn't make a tzaddik like a gimel. So the Ritva seems to have a very interesting pshat in this. Tzaddik gamlin. There's a few pshatim. But one pshat is that really a tzaddik, if one will look at a tzaddik is really a yud and a nun. A tzaddik kfufe. A tzaddik kfufe is a yud and a nun put together. So, be'emesin, the Ritva's medayik from our Gemara, that what the Gemara says you should not make from a tzaddik a gimel, so he says the Gemara means as follows. Let's forget about the nun. He says you should not separate the yud from the nun. If you'll separate the yud from the nun, so then it looks like a gimel. Frektach, the Ritva doesn't look like a gimel, it looks like a nun. So the Rabban is talking goyres nun over here, not gimel. But the Ritva says, from our gemor is araye, shahayerech hatachtoin, so he brings araye from our gemor, shahayerech hatachtoin shal tzadik kfufe, who misakim beroish at shenire bo kemin oikitz ve'einay nichtav yoishe. So dachstach med the Ritva means to bring a raya from our Gemara, not the way we make a tzaddik. The way we make a tzaddik, it's like a nun take. And the Gemara says you shouldn't make a tzaddik like a gimel, so weiss doch ois that the bottom chalik is mamish like a gimel. There's something that sticks out, there's an oikitz, and then it goes, it is not straight. That's what the Ritter brings the raya from our Gemara. He brings the raya, shayerech hatachtein shal tzaddik, this chalik, kefufe, tzaddik fufe, hu misakein b'roish. The roish of it goes the other direction. Ad shen nire bo kemin oikitz. When he nichtav yosher, it's not written straight. That's how, that, in the Ramban is like a geir, it's tzaddik nun, and not tzaddik gami. Weiter. Dalsin reishin, reishin dalsin. So the Ritva says that the dalet has to have achatoitres niker betchilas hagag hayemini. That by the dalet you have to have over the regal hadalet, that means the roish hadalet, this is the chatoitres over here in the roish hadalet. So that is different than a reish is smooth. Hayin chesin, chesin hayin. So here the Ritva says that hayin chesin shelo yidvak regel hasmoli begag klal. That the regel hasmoli should be nifrat from the gag of the hay. Vechesin hayin she yidvak yofe regel haachroin begagoy velo yasenu dak. That it should be nikir. That the regel asmoli is touching the gag, or else it looks like a hay. That's chesin hay. Vovin yudin, yudin vovin. Here the Rishonim bring a raya that a vovin and a yud are the same. No, the difference between a vovin and a yud is the length of the regel. The regel avov is longer than the regel of the yud. Zainin, nunin, nunin, zainin. So here we're speaking about a nun pshuto. So a nun pshuta is mamish a zayin. The difference between a nun pshuta and a zayin is that the regal of a nun pshuta is longer than a zayin. The length of the regal of a nun pshuta we have over here a nun pshuta is mamish a zayin, but the regal is longer than a zayin. That's the only difference. The length of the regal of a num pshuta is, if you would take this length and make it a kfufa, so it would be a nun kfufa. So instead of going in to make it a nun kfufa, to make it like this, we take this indentation and we make it going down. That's a pshuta. But al kaponim in yesod, a zayin and a nun pshuta are mamish the same. So you have to make sure that the regal of the nun should be long another in order that one shouldn't make a mistake and it should look like a zayin. Tessin, pifin, pifin, tessin. So the Ramban says pshat that a tess should not look like a pei. So what is pshat? A tess should not look like a pei. So the Ramban says as follows. We'll have a test. So the Ramban says the test should not look like a pay means as follows. If we will say that the Ramban says shaloi yafrish kav hates migufo v'tidome lepay. That means if this kav over here will be separated from the rest of the test, that means the kav al tzad smoil is separated from the rest of the tess. So this looks something like a pei, because the tess indents. So memela, this would look something like a pei. So memela, and from this the rishayim bring a raya, tess and pifin, let us see taisvis. Mikan nir la bein the tam, shetzach lochef roisha tess le soiche, the dummy can ain pei. That others said that the test does not go into the gufa ois. So then what, so there's no similarity at all to pay. If the Gemara said it should not look like a pay, and the Ramban says pshat that it will look like a pay, if you're machik the regal smoil from the gufa test, so we see that, the right chalik of the test, the right chalik of the test has a similarity to a pei, it goes in. שצריך לוחף ראש הטס לסייכו ודומי כאין פי. כפופן פשוטן, he should not make the oisiyos ha-kfufim chof, pei, nun, tzadik, he should not make them pshutim, and pshutim kfufim. So Bemisin, this is already the kasha on Rav Chisda. No, I'm sorry, the kasha is later. Pshutim kfufim. Memin samchin memin, he should not make an enderman look like a samach and a samach like an enderman. Stumim, psuchim, psuchin, stumim. This is the kasha on Rav Chisda. Here it says you cannot make a mem, if you need a mem sosum, you cannot make it posuach. If you need posuach, you cannot make it sosum. Here's the kasha on Rav Chisda. Parsha psucha lo yaseno stumo, stumo lo yaseno psucha. Kosva kishira, but if he wrote the parshias the way a shira is written, Ariach al Gabi Leveine, oy she kosav as a shira ki yoytze bo, or the shira was written like the rest of the parshias, oy she kosav shaloi bidyoy, oy she kosav as a skoreis bizov. So all these cases are elu yignizu. So it needs gnize. So that is the kasha and Rav Chisda. How could Rav Chisda say zayi say meres? Sosum boso posuach kosher. The Baraisa says klos stumim psuchim psuchim stumim. You need gneize. So the Gemara answers who da omar ki haitane. The sanye Rav Yehuda ben Beseira oimer nemar b'sheini v'niskehem b'shishi unisachero. So the last oisi is of niskeim's nosocheo kemishpotam harei mem yud mem mayim mikan remez lo nisach hamayim min ha-teire. So the teire was meramez nisach hamayim. So lochoire, what is the first mem of mayim? Niskeim. So niskeim is an endemem. And if you're saying it's Meram is Mayim, so you see the Torah wrote Mayim with an endemem. So if the Torah wanted to be Meram is Mayim, and the Torah wrote Mayim with an endemem, with a mem stume, so the Gemara says, Umide Posuach, it should have been Posuach. Vasosom vafal pikim, the Torah made it sosom, it's kosher, it's sosom nami, something that should have been sosom. Sosom vaso pasuach is also kosher. So memele, so what are you asking Akasha from this Baraisa? There's another Baraisa. From Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira we see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira holds that it doesn't matter if you are machlef a sosom for a pasuach, and who are in a pasuach for a sosom. Rabbi Kivege asks on this Gemara, he says he doesn't understand the Gemara. And Rabbi Kivege asks as follows. He asks, we had over here Rabbi Yehud in the Mishnah that said, cause of shame mishimin, that it's good. Malachte miskayemis. Rabbi Yehud said, Yechayiv. So the Gemara asks Takashe, how are Yechayiv? Tak, I lachayre, he wrote, a mem pasuach, and for shame you have to write a mem sosum. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Rav Chisda says, so you see, sosum was so pasuach kosher. So the Gemara asks the kasha, the barais is shteit faker. So he says, first he doesn't understand the kasha. So the barais is a tana. Rav Yud is also a tana. Rav Chisda told us, you see that it's good. So the Gemara asks the barais of a kasha. So he says, oh, there's another barais, Rav Yud ben Seire. He says, why do you have to go to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire? You have Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says it's good. So what? He doesn't understand the whole shakl of Ataya. There's no kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana Poli. So the whole kasha is in Rav Chisda. So he says, what's the shakl of Ataya in Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, Rabbi Yehuda altazoi. So the Brais altnitazoi. So why do you have to come out to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire? That's Rabbi Kivege's kasha. The Svasem says, Amor de Kipshat na Gemor, and for him, for Kivege's kash. He says, you don't understand. There was a different pilpul over here. The Gemara asked the kasha,
Zaysay meres, sasam basol pasu achkosh.
That means, we're saying that Shem was written correctly. He wrote Shem with a mem psucha.
Zaysay meres, sasam basol pasu
achkosh. No, that, the Gemara, that was the Gemara's kash. Be domi. Mem de Shem Sosum, Mem de Shimon Pasuach. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So one could have answered as follows. One could have answered that, Mishlaim, if you're talking in Hilchis Ksiva Sefer Torah, could be it's no good. But we're speaking about Lagabi Koisev Bishabbos. Lagabi Koisev in Shabbos, it is good. Dost volt given a Geshmak Eteretz. Mayin Shmita Leitzar Al Sinai. That would be a Teretz on the Gemara's Kasha. Rav Chizde went into the blotter. He says, Zoysay Meres, oh, the Kash is Meiredik, and his Ois Gishpal from Rabbi Yehuda, that his Ois Gishpal from Rabbi Yehuda, that a Pesuach, Shosom, Shosom, Pesuach, Kosher. So, Rav Chizde did not want to differentiate between Shabbos and Hilchis Ksive, B'chol HaTorah Kula. That was Rav Chizde's Ashtik Torah, and he said, Zoysay Meres, and you see from Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, you can't build such a Yisoid. The Baraisa says, Klor, and Hilchus Ksiva Sefer Torah, that a Pesuach Shasoh Sosom is no good. So Kocher Yolshtik Torah is not Emes. So the Gemara says, no, who the Amakahaitane? First of all, in Hilchus Ksiva Sefer Torah, there's a Machloikas Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire says it is good. So Memela, I'm telling you, this is Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda also, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire. You want a Shparois from Rabbi Yehuda. That Hilchus Ksiva Shabbos is not totally in the Gedorim of Hilchus Ksiva Sefer Torah. No, that's wrong. Whatever is called Kosev by Sefer Torah is called Kosev by Shabbos. If I'm Rabbi Yehuda, you see that Pasuach Vaso Sosom is kosher. Sosom Vaso Pasuach is kosher. You bring me a raya, you found a baraisa that holds its puzzle. I'm telling you, it's a machlokes tanoim in this. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira, that is the shakel v'talya of the Gemara. So the Gemara, so we found a Tana that says that Sosum Pasuach Vaso Sosum is kosher. That means the Meniskeyem, which is a remes on Mayim, and this Niskeyem theoretically should have been written with a Mem Pasuach. We want to be Meramez on Mayim. Afal Pika in the Torah wrote it with a mem stume, so we see Pasuach Vaso Sosum is kosher. So the Gemara says, who adin faker, Sosum, something that should have been Sosum, Shem, and Vaso Pasuach is also kosher. So the Gemara asks, Mi Domi, you cannot build from Sosum, Pasuach, Shaso Sosum, that just like that is good, so adin Sosum Vaso Pasuach is good. Mi Domi. Pasuach vaso sosum, if it should have been pasuach. And he made it sosum, iluyei komalilei. So fakert, stime is a better ksav. Why? Da'omar Rav Chizde, mem v'samach shebeluches b'nei soyoimde. That we'll see soon that the mem in the samach of the luches was oimed b'neis, so that means Rav Chizda is telling us that the mem in the luches was a mem stume. That's why it was oimed b'neis. The luches were chakuk through and through. So by a mem stume, what was holding the middle chalik of the mem stume? It was oimed b'neis. So memele. So that is a ksav min ha-Torah. A mem sosum is a ksav min ha-Torah. Sosum vaso pasuach, but a mem, it should be a mem stume. And he made it pasuach, gerui kamigarelei, the omar, vi umir. Viteime rabchia barabe, menatzpeich tzoifim omru. So the Gemara learned now, that menatzpech means the oisiyos ha, the no menatzpech means the oisiyos ha kfufois, the menatzpech the psuchois, is soifim amru. So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying the Gemara wants to say that Rabbi Chiya Barabe shtimzut Rabbi Chizde, the mem
Shebeluchais was a mem stume. That mem is ois gehalten, that was b'shas matan teire, that mem. Menatzpech, the oisiois a kfufois, or by Menatzpech was speaking about what Nagea Lonu, the mem psucha, tzoifim amru. This was nischadish from the Nevi'im. So memele, so it's no tzushtel. Bishloime, you wrote mayim with a mem stum is gewaldik, because a mem stum is from the zanoista was mishas matan teire. So memele, a mem psucha was nischadish later from the tzayfim, from the Nevi'im. So memele, so from the Bereise, that you see that a mem stume is good for a mem psuche, that's poshet, because a mem stume is much better than a mem psuche. But you want to bring a raya for kelt when you need a mem stume, and you put a mem psuche, it's also good, it's no raya, this is geruay gare. You're making something that needs a mem stume, and you're putting a noise that the tzayfim wa machadish. Frag the gemore v'tizbere. Can you really learn that is pshat in Rabbi Yirmiyeh, v'tayme rabchiyeh barabe, that tzayfim omrum, the neviyim wa machadish, these oisiyes amem psuche, v'tizbere barksiv, eila ha-mitzvei shen anovi reshoi lachadish dover meyata. So that can't be pshat in him. So the gemore wants to say, so what is pshat in Rabchiyeh barabe? El mevi havoi. These oisiyas, we had these two oisiyas before already. We had a mem psuche and a mem stume. Meide lehavi yodin hai be'emtze teva hai be'soif teva. Basu tzoifim takninu. They were misakin it. They were misakin which should be where. So the Gemara says, that's also not correct pshat. Vakati. Eila mitzvah ishein anovi rashoi lachadish dovo meyata. How could anovi be mechadish where, if it was nimsar, the two memim, the two oisiyas, the kfufois and the pshutois, so how could anovi be magder when to use this or when to use this? Ela shokhum v'chozru v'yozdo. They forgot, that means it was zicha nimsar aseidah. So now the Gemara is charot, and now everything is good. Eistis l'maise, b'shas matan teire, the wazicha nimsa, b'shas matan teire, the wazicha nimsa, both tzures, amem psuche and amem stume. There was also nimsa, what should be used, b'tchilasois, what should be used, b'soifois. Then later, shokhum, later it was shokhum, v'chozru v'yozdum. And they were megala, the tzayfim were megala, is how it should be. But not it was nischadish from the tzayfim, not that they did anything. So memela, so we have a good raya. So be'etzim, there's no difference between amem psuch and amem stuma. One isn't better than the other. Both are misinai. And the seder is also misinai. And Rafael Pikin the Baraisa says you can write Mayim with a mem stume. So Mamela, so you see that it's not Ma'akev b'diyev. I'm just wondering, we have here a machloikis tanoim, we have a machloikis abaraisis, if it is Ma'akev, it isn't Ma'akev. And the Gemara tells us that there was a tkufe that shokhum. They did not know where to put the mem stume, where to put, until the Nevi'im Yozdum. So how did they write Sefer Torah? How was the Yotze Parsha Zocher and the Zman HaShikre? I mean, according to the first Baraisa, that it's Ma'akev, so the whole Tkufa till the Tzayfim came, was at Klal Yisrael Giton. They had 200 sets of Sifrei Torah with all combinations. Amola Pstuma, Amola Psuche, Mestama 200 also wouldn't help. And how were they Yetzer Parsha Zocha? How were they Oile? But I'm just giving a raya to the Rambam Shite. A company could Oile with Apostle of Sefer Torah also. But it's very interesting. In this Tkufe, how were they Oile the Torah? Let us see Rashi. Look, Rashi, Basin Chofin doimen bixivosam. Gamin tzadin doimen bixivosam, lashu zela maila vizela mata. Is to say, gimel is an upside down tzadik. An upside down gimel is a tzadik. Zainin nunin pshutin. Zain poshut and anun poshut are the same. Kfufim chof pei tzadin nun. Pshutin akfula shalahem pshutais, oisis akfulais apshutais. Memin samchin mem stume shadaimela sama. Stumim mem stume, psuchim mem psucha. Kosva la seifa teire keshira bedilugim. Oriach leveina, that there's empty spaces there. Sometimes I once heard a shein vort, I don't know if the Sfasemis says it or someone else said it, that the Shira was written Ariach al Gabi Levena. There's a lot of empty spaces there. So what is the reason of the empty spaces? So the Pasuk wants to teach us, when one is singing Shira to the Rabbeinu Shalom, saying Shprochem for the Rabbeinu Shalom, so one should realize he can't express all the Shvachim. There's a b'china of l'cha dumiya sehila. There's much more that cannot be said and not be expressed. So that's why, after the few words that are said, that there's empty spaces there. Forget that is the greater tehila. The neira sehila is l'cha dumiya sehila. Mikan remez, kloima, mem divinizkeyem, dorish lay bipsuche. Idarshins mem divinizkeyem for psuche. Shma mino, Pesuach vasol sosum the kosher. So you see, pesuach vasol sosum the kosher. With the pesuach vasol sosum kosher, uadinami sosum vasol pesuach. You're going shem mishimin. The kosher liskayim v'mokim shem. Ilu yekamalilei shahoisa mem stume beluchais. So the Gemara said it's tushtel. If you wrote a mem stume and you really should have written a mem psuche, so you mala, because it was a mem stume beluches. Avo mem psuche loy hoise beluches. A mem psuche was not beluches. Kidem meforish. Menatz peich tzayif im amru. Veki vin da oma rav chizde. Mem vesamach she beluches b'nes hayoim dem. So we see in the luches, there was bestume. Tohoyil vaksav, hoyo nire mishnei evreyem, hoyo lo lipo. So the inside of the mem and the samach should have fallen. Im lo ishe benes hoyoim. Avol psucho, ein bones. Al kolchoch, menatz pech, the Rebbe Yirmiye, the omar, tzoifim omrum, bepsuchim koma. So that's how the Gemara figured it out. He said, "Be'etzem the lashon of Rab Chiya bar Abba menatz pech tzoifim omrum is very unclear. We really couldn't know if Rab Chiya is speaking about the oisiyos ha-kfufois or the oisiyos ha-pshutois. But the Gemara figured it out from Rab Chizde. If Rab Chizde said that the mem v'sama shebeluchas b'nes hayoyim, so it seems in the luchas there was a mem stume." So Mamela Rabchia Barabe that said that Benatz Pech Tzayif Im Omrum, that they were Mechadishit, so Koch, he's speaking about the Mem Psuche, the Yosiyos Akfufois. So Prashi, Yesh Shem Makshim Sugye Zu, Al Sugye Do Omar B'Megila. So the way our Gemara is learning, the Gemara already assumed that Rav Chizde is speaking about a mem stume, which was in the Luchis, and Rav Chiya bar Abba is speaking about a mem psuche in Shalom al Yisrael. There's no stira between Rav Chizde and Rav Chiya bar Abba. The Gemara, beginning of Megillah, has a problem. Yesh makshim sugya zu al sugya da oma be Megillah. The Raminin hod Rav Yirmiye al hod Rav Chizde. The Gemara asks Akash, how could Rav Chizde say, how could Rav Yirmiye say, that the Menatz Pech Tzoifim Omrum, Ay Mem Shebeluchois B'nes Hayoyimdim. So it seems from the Gemara in Megillah that the Gemara understood that Rav Yirmiye is speaking about a Mem Stume. So the Gemara is a kasha. So we see that there's different understandings of what Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying. The Gemara Megill understood Rabbi Yirmiyah speaking about a mem stuma. The Gemara is a kasha. Our Gemara understood that Rabbi Yirmiyah is speaking about a mem psuche. And fakert, so it stems with Rav Chisda. We have a kasha on the Gemara before that you can't be medame psuche shasa stuma, stuma shasa psuche. That is the kasha. Alma talvayu bestumim. Yes, a maxim sugi abba begil. Dremina oda Rav Yirmiyah oda Rav Chisda. Alma talvayu bestumim. The both are speaking by stumim. The einzu kusha. So Rashi says it's no kash. Shekain derech hashas, hamakshin mahapech hasvore kam kedei sheyikshe, obomokim achem mahapechoi lefi akushe. He says, that means like this. Ba'etzem Rabbi Yirmiyah that said that menatzpech tzoifim omrum is very unclear. So you could learn two pshatim. He said Rabbi Yirmiyah is speaking about a mem psuche. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah is speaking about a mem stume. So our Gemara assumed that he's speaking about a mem psuche. In the middle, there won't be any machloikis between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Chisda. Now we have a kasha on the Tarzan. That's our Gemara. The Gemara over there assumed that Rabbi Yirmiyah is speaking about a mem stume. So now there the Gemara asked, or say there's a stire between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rav Chisda. But Ba'etzemais, there's no mesoire how to learn Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah, you can say whatever you want, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So our Gemara assumed like this, the Eskakashe, that Gemara assumed fakel. V'achik echleis akel l'shalom ha'Yisrael, everything will stim. Just now, how the Gemara looked at it now, before the Maskonim. V'ave boi osam l'trutze ki itmer d'Rav Chisda b'stumim d'Rav Yirmiyah b'psuchim. Ave metaretz, like the Gemara could also say the same thing. He says the Gemara that according to the Maskone, Rabbi Yirmiyah said something else. Yosdo means they just forgot which to use and when and where and the tzayfim were yosdo. Mevi havi tavayu leyodi hay beemtze teiva hay besoif. Zogt Tosfos. Bishvi kemishpotam garsinon, kidemucha perikama de tainis, pechainu bemeseiris agdoile, the loike rashi de goras bishmini besoif perik lulu varov, where the mishpotam is written. Garui kamigarilei, the omar rabchia bar abe menatspech tsoifem omru. Vim taima, so Tosfos also asks rashi's kasha. The hochem mashme, the pasuach, the bepsucha koma, the tzayfim amum. Our Gemara learned that Rabbi Yirmiyah is speaking about the oisiyas, the mem psucha. Be'ekama de megillah, porich alo de rabchiyah barabe, me'eila ha-mitzvahs, she'novi rashoi lechadish bodom. One kash, how could you say the tzayfim amum? You can't be mechadish. Va'oi, how could you say tzoifim omrum, ha'omar Rav Chisda mem, v'samah shabaluchas b'nei soyoim dim, mashmed Rav Chiyah b'stum ha'ayri. So that's Rashi's kasha. Va'oi mari, ta'ohi kom ha'osam. Va'oi, ha'omar Rav Chisda, va'oi, I Rav Chiyah bar'abe b'stum ha'ayri. That means we don't know b'chla what he's speaking about, but if he's speaking about stumah, it's the first kasha, I don't know what he's speaking about. But there's still a kasha, how could you say, menatzpech tzoifim omrum, no, we can't be mechadish. That's kasha number one. But oi, now we'll get down to zom klaren take what Rav Yirmiyah is speaking about. I Rav Chiyah barabe bestum ha'iri, itik shenami de Rav Chisda. Elevadai bepsuch ha'iri, like our Gemara. Behold, the noket menatzpech, as I think he kashlo, noket luke say the alpha beta, should have been first chof, yeah, kimenapet, mishum the menatzpech mashme min tzoifin. That's the oisiest, min tzoifin, so memela, that's why it says menatzpech. Zok the gemara weiter. Gufe, omar rav chizde, mem besamer shebeluches b'nei soya imdem. Omar Rav Chisda Ksav Shebeluchois Nikra Mibifnim V'Nikra Mibachut. You could line it on both sides. Kigoin Nevu Buvon Rohov Bahar Baharov Soru V'Ros. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says Nevu Nikra Mibachut Ha'oisies Hafuchais V'Hateva Hafucha. That means if you're standing on the other side of the luchis, so the oisias hafuchas and the teva hafuchas, if you're leaning from yamin l'smoil, so it's a teva hafucha. Lo yashmin en ela shoyachakak noike v'skol haluach v'vikach hoyo mem v'samach b'nes nevuv bahar soru. That means lo yhoyo b'luchis ala tevis ba'almanok. Just we should understand. If it would have said Nevuv, so on the other side it would have been in the Gelaint Buvon. Taisa says Nevuv Buvon Baharov Taimed the Mainoket look even like Hava Beluches. The Gemara should have said the words that were written on the Luches. But Al Kolponim, the Marsha says Pshat Nikra Mibefnim VeNikra Mibachutz. That means there was a Kriya the other way also. That means how, however, the Anoichi was written, the Pnim was written Anoichi, and the other side, the Anoichi was written backwards. So that's also a Kriya. There's a Mechuvin in that Kriya also. Nikra mi Bifnim, ven Nikra mi Bachutz. That's what Rav Chisda is telling us. Not only is telling us that it was through and through, there's a kriya the other way also. We have to understand the kriya, but there was a kriya. That means Torah is learned in all angles. Omri lei rabbonon Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Also dardiki ha'idne lebei medroshe. Va'omru mili da'afilu bimei Yeshua ben Nun la'itme kebosayu. They said in Yonim that afilu bimei Yeshua ben Nun la'itme kebosayu. Suppose Pshat is why did chap on Yeshua ben Nun? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew whatever Talmud Vosik is osid lechadesh. So Mamele, so b'mei Moshe Rabbeinu this wasn't chedushim. But from Yeshua it seems it wasn't this gala from Yeshua ad achshav. What did they say? Aleph Beis, Aleph Bino. Aleph Bino Lemoid Teire. That's the Haschol of Aleph Beis. Aleph is a Loshen Limut. The Marsha says Aleph Bino, or one of the Mephoshim say Aleph Bino, the Marsha says this, that one would think Bina is Mevin Dovo Miteich Dovo. So one would think that is not necessary to learn from a Rebbe. Aleph is to learn from a Rebbe. Bino is I learn from the Rebbe, then the Mevin Dovo Miteich Dovo I learn myself. Ich darf nicht schaffen der Rebbe. So they said, no, Aleph Bine, the Oy El Binoscha Altishoin. Learn the Bino Oichit from the Rebbe. The Oifin, how to be Mevin Dovo Miteich Dovo, you also need a Rebbe for this. So that is the Gilui of Aleph Bino. Others learn Pshat, Aleph Bina, that Pshat is, that the Seder Alimad is first Aleph. A person should be Goyris, Afal Pisha, Ene Maven. He should just get the Shakla Vitaria, the words into his head. He understands that he doesn't understand the gate is Nishtam. And later, Bina, then he should be Maven. But it's a Seder, first Aleph, Betchila Yilmai, Af al pi she'ein meivin. Gimel dalit, gemel dalit. So the Aleph Beis starts. The beginning is Teire, and the next Yesod is Gemilas Chasodim. Gemel dalit. My time pshute kare de gimel. Legabe Dalit, שכן דלקוי של גוימל חסודים לא רוץ אחר דלם. דת גוימל חסודים רוץ אחר דלם. ומי טיימא פשוטי קארי דדלד לגבי גימול, דלימצא לי נפשי. It doesn't make it too difficult for the Goymul Chesed to look for him. He's Mamzi himself. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, my time poshut kare de gimel legabe dalet. He says, you have the yerech, the tzad yamin of the gimel, and then the tzad smoil is facing, is going towards the dalet, not towards the base. V'loy legabe base. That means that he's roidit. That a goymul chesed, the Be'er Mayim Chaim says is a rachmon. A rachmon is a person that if he sees a matzev, so to ma'ir a rachmim, he's made it. If he doesn't, so the Ramban learns pshat. What is pshat? Kare, my time poshet, kare the dalet, legabe gimel. The Ramban brings a raya from our Gemara that the Gemara is speaking about kare the dalet means that the regal of the dalet is on a slant. So it's facing the gimel. It's not straight and it's not going in the other direction. That's a taish kare the dalet. That is how the Ramban says pshat and posek. Yeah, it's going towards the gimel. Yeah. My time a poshet kare the dalet gabi gimel. V'loy legabe hey, shemoyshcha k'tas letzad gimel. It's moyshcha towards the gimel. Dilimtzalei oni nafshei. That if the goymul chesed is running to find him, he shouldn't hide himself too much. Dilimtzalei oni nafshei v'loy etrichenu lebalabayis lorutz achrov. That means he shouldn't be matriach the balabos. Dilimtzalei nafshei. Umaitaime mahadar ape the dalid megimel. But why is the dalid, that means this chelika, the top of the dalid, why is it going in the opposite direction? It's going away from the gimel, it's going in this direction. It could have been the other way also. Ki heichi dulailichsef mine. That al koponim, he doesn't want to face him because he'll be nizbaze. So memele ki heiche de leilichsef minei. The little I betzine, he should give him betzine. Ki heiche de leilichsef minei. That there shouldn't be any bezyonis. Yeah. Heivo zeshmoi shel HaKadosh Bo. So Rashi says that is a shame. Heivo kmei ani vahoi. Shame I say. This is shmoi shel HaKadosh Bo. The Marsha says these two oisiyas are moire and chesed ve'emes. So it's going, and the heivav is going on the two midas we had before of teire and gemilas chasodim. And on both midas there's a remes. Heivav is going on the chamisha chumshe teire and shisha sidrei mishne. That's on the aleph beis and the aleph bine. And the gemil chasodim, someone says that the Zeroya Pshut is like a Vav, and the Heyat Boy Shebiyad that's nice and is like a Hey. Al Kaponim, so the Hey Vav, which is Moira and Chesed Ve'emes, Tzmaram is also the Protim of Teire and the Protim of Chesed. So Hey Vav, Zeshmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Chof Lamed. Im Ata Oisekein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zon Oisach. That's the Zayin. V'chon Oisach. Nu b'noisechein. U'meitiv l'cho. V'noisen l'cho Yerushe. V'koyshe l'cho keser l'oilam habo. So others learn that the meitiv l'cho v'noisen l'cho Yerushe is going on Torah. We said Eivav is going on Chesed v'emes. So Zon v'chon Oisach is going on Chesed. U'meitiv l'cho the noisan ain't tayvel a tayre. The noisan lacha Yerusha. Now the noisan lacha Yerusha. The Yerusha is going on tayre. My rosh kilos Yaakov. The kaiyish lacha kessel. Elam avos going on kessel tayre. Others are mevayer the three inyonim zon oisach v'chon oisach umeitiv loch. It's going on the three inyonim boni chaye mezoini. Zon is mezoini, chon is boni. The sefri says v'chuneka yachin oisach bebonim. Hayolodim asher chonan oisi elakim. So memela bonim comes from a midah of chayim, and toiv is as a chayim as a toiv is going on chay. Or others say that zon is going on mozayin, chayin is going on malbushim, which is noise chayin bein eroyav, and toiv is going on adire. That zon oisach v'chon oisach umeitiv lo. Yeah. Zukt die Gemara weiter. Mem psucha mem stuma. Mamal pasuach, mamal sosu. So Rashi says, Meitav loch hainu tef, Yerush hainu yut, keser hainu chof. Loyla mabo, einu lamet. Maime pasuch, maime srosum. Yeish dvorim shaniten rishus ledershon. Yeish ata metzuva lesoismon. Not everything is pasuch. Other things should be nistam. Ki goin maisei merkova. Other say pshati in Yaki wants to say, maime srosum, maime pasuch, that is agdorin teire. Teire aniye bemokim zeh, vashire bemokim acher. Not everything is mevuar in one mokim. When one has a hekev, then one, things which were sosim in one mokim will become nizgal in another mokim. Nun kfufa, nun pshuta, nemon kafuf, nemon poshut. So Rashi, nemon kafuf, adam kosher tzach liya is kafuf, v'onov, v'soifei liya is poshut, v'zokuf lo'ilam habo. They says of their world a person has to be kofuf and anonov and loyla mabo will be zokuf. Yeah, the Chassam Sofer wants to say nemon kofuf nemon foshut. He says these were the two manhige Yisrael, Moshe and Yeshua. Moshe was the nemon kofuf lehoya that wasn't an anonov greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the kofuf. Yehoshua was Nemon Poshut. Rashi brings down the Rabbeinu Shalom told Yeshua, Tul Makel Vahach Al Kodkodom. He shouldn't be as a lemele. He should be Nemon Poshut. He should stand up straight on his 2 feet and not be a kofuf. Vahach Al Kodkodom. So the Chassam Sofer says, the Doir did not understand them. After having a manik like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nivis of Moshe Rabbeinu, though Yeshua is going as a takiv, the Doir didn't understand him. So therefore, Chazal tell us that Yeshua was like Nispat Kahaloche, because they thought he was a Belgaive. But they didn't know that was his takiv. Yeshua bin Nun, he understood the Nun. That his Nun has to be Nemon Poshut, from a Nemon Kofuf, from a Nemon Poshut. So some Sefer says, that is pshat mili deloy nemra bimei Yeshua ben Nun. If they would have known this, they would have been maspet kaaloche. But they didn't know this. This was neschadish now. That's the nemon poshut by Yeshua ben Nun. That's how the Chassam Sofer says pshat in the Gemara. Samech ayim, smoich aniyim. One should be smoich aniyim. So others say pshat smoich aniyim, he should be mefayis them also, be mechazik them. Smoichaniyim bedvorim. Lishna achine, simonim asei betoira uknei oiso. In order that Torah should become a kinyan, you should, betachbulis, you should make simonim, you should be able to remember. So Rashi, simonim shall say the shmuis, the tana o yamoire begirsich, hazarain the seidet, leitishkach achas mehem, kain elu shebeshas. So if you have the simonim, that's how one is able to remember Torah. Pei kfufo, pei pshuto, pei posuach, pei sosu. So Rashi says, B'shas pe'pasuach, Rashi says, B'shas ha'machnisim pazer, Pesosom b'shas ha'mefazrim kaneisim yesh godol mimcho. That means, this is a gemara we hear in Brachis, that b'shas ha'machnisim is the g'doyle teire, the ma'bitze teire ha'machnisim, everyone is learning for themselves, and there's no ma'bitze teire, then you should be the pazer, then you should be a pe'pasuach. When b'shas ha'mefazrim, when there are ma'bitze teire, im yesh godol mimcha, so then kaneis, then it should be pe'sosom. Then we don't, there's enough ma'bitze teire, then you should learn by yourself, pe'sosom. Amidah v'anovo, now to show how much he knows of it is unnecessary. The Marsha says pe'suach pe'sosom, the Marsha says that there's two inyonim of limud. There's the girse, and that has to be done bepeh. A person should say the chaza over. And then there's the pesosum, the iyun of the Torah. Iyun is not done bepeh. That is done bebelay. So mamela, so there's two efanim of limud, peposuach, pesosum. Tzadik kefufo, tzadik pshuto, tzadik kofuf, tzadik poshut. Frag the Gemara, heinu nemon kofuf, nemon poshut. Oisich lecha kosuf kvifa al kvifosa. That it should be more kofuf. Mikan shenitna teire b'menoi drosh. Let us see Rashi. B'menoi drosh bereses v'anova yeseire. So Asemis wants to say that a tzaddik is greater than a nemon. So memela, the greater one is, the more necessary it is to have more kvifa. That is the... That is the Indian of Tzadik Kofuf. Yeah. Kuf Kodesh. Kuf is going on the Rabbeinu Shlom, a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kuf is Gematria Mokaim, because Rabbeinu Shlom is the Mokaim Shalom. Mokaim is Gematria Kuf. Reish Roshe. My time mahada ape the kuf mereish. It's really the other way around. The reish is not facing the kuf. The reish is turned around. The back of the reish is towards the kuf. Oma kodish boruch hu ein ani yochel istakel berosha. My time mahadre tagay the kuf legabe reish. But on the top of the reish hakuf, on the left side, there's a small tag that is going in the direction of the reish. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, im choyza boy ani koyshaloi kesel kamoisi. That means there's always the rotten of the Rabbein Shalom that the Rosh should do tshuva. Let us see Rashi. Vim noid reish peresis vanovi yisair, my time had api the kuf me reish, lishta damalyu. Shall choyrov shall reish lagabi yakuf. Shen kodesh bochu reitzel istakel bifnei roshe. Taga de kuf kimin zayin shoysen besoifoi shall gag kuf. O my time kare de kuf tluyo. Why is the regal of the kuf tluyo? Does not touch the gag of the kuf. The yoda bay, because we're right next to a roshe. The yoda bay la'ayel la'ayel. But if he does tshuvah, so there's a Pesach, there's an opening right next to the reish, between the regular kuf and the gaga kuf. V'rek the gemore v'le layil bahach. Why, layil bahach? Why do you have to make a Pesach? Right next to the Rosh, the Rosh can go around the regular kuf, and he can go, and there's another opening. Messiah le reish lokish, tamer reish lokish, mar d'chsivim le leitzim hu yolit v'lanovin yitain chayim, that means there's another Eitzah for the Rosh to get in. There's another Pesach. But Messiah, we make the Pesach convenient for him. It should be right next to him. Shouldn't have any difficulties to get into it. So that's why there's another Pesach by the Kuf. Zot Rashi. Kare de kuf tal yosha eina nidvekes im gago. Leil bahach, yakif tachas ragleya kuf. Let the rosh go around the regular kuf. Yikonis be pesach shal yamin. Yisai yinoise umechinen loy pesach. We prepare a pesach for him. Hu yalit me'atma yalit, lo yisayu v'lo yimnu. Vim lanovim v'limda toivu v'lamida toivu, hu nimshach es yitenchen, yisayu min ha'shamayim. Let us see Taisvis. Let's see the bottom Taisvis on a Gaelon. Is the Garsi Bole Tame, it's the wrong Girsa. Psochin loy, not Paisin loy. Kloima yesh loy psochim likonin. But we're not Paiseach Pesach. Bole Toya Messiah noy say. She Paisin loy Pesach likonis. Aine dumye del elde Shavik loy Pesach likonis. Lahani the Garsi Bole Tame Paisin loy. So, what is the difference between Bole Tame and Bole Tare is Paischin? So, you also Paischin. So, Chloima, the Messiah is have a Tveimi Paischin. Paischin, Messiah is more than Paischin. So, let's see the previous Taisvis. Amal Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also Dadki, Birishalmi, Bereshis Rabbi Koma, the Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Yeshua, have a Moisin Dadki. And here it seems that they told this to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so it's not from these Dadki, but Chayla Kalashah Shalom. Oh, the Oma bepilki Rabbi Lezer shloilomed Rabbi Lezer teira elat shahoye godu. And here the Medrash says it was Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So we see Rabbi Lezer, and he was in a matzav of Dardiki, he also learned teira. Heine shloi osak at shenase godu. But it seems that it says the aluf beis at a ganz good kibbutz in the younger yom. That's what it seems like. Look the Gemara weiter. Messiah, Shin, Sheker, Tov, Emes. My time is Sheker, Mekalvin, Mile. The three ICAs of Sheker are right around this Shin. You have a Reish and a Kuf. And Emes, Merachake, Mile. Emes, you have the Aleph and the Mem and the Sof. So the Meruchik. Shikre, Shriach. This is very shriach to say a sheker. Kushta loy shriach. Other a person who says emes is not shriach. Umay time is shikrem. Achode karikoi. See here the Rishonim in Gemara that the base of a shin should be pointy. So all the oisis of sheker stand on one foot. The reish and the kuf. And the shin all stand on one foot. The ebes melabin levunei. That is the oisies emes aleph mem sof have stand on 2 feet. Is kushte koi shikra loikoi. Emes has a base. It will remain shikra loikoi. Zogt Rashi. Emes merachken milei zu betchilas aleph beise zu beemtza. The carbon mile, ICA said, Krivish, Losh and Krivish, Kisidron shall alpha base. And then an emet marachem mile is a bit chilis alpha base, with a bemse, with a besaif. Achat kare, kalois vayshe by medes al regal echot. Emet malabin levuni, mushkovin tachteo, ICA said, kemin levenot. Like it's resting like a brick, the alpha reyesh la base raglayim, umeshovatoi, regal asheni rochel, mem avad the gibis, and so feuchet. So that's, we went through the Aleph Beis. Now they started darshaning Cheshbonis in the Aleph Beis. At Bash. What is the Cheshbon of At Bash? Oisi Soav Esavaloi. Bitmiya V'chein Kulam. So the Rashi learns it's Bisht Bitmiya. The Rabbi Shalom is speaking about the Rishoyim. Oisi Soav, Es Havaloi. The Mashah says Nitazai. The Mashah says Pshat Oisi Soav. The Rosha had find the Rabbi Shalom, and the Rabbi Shalom says Es Havaloi. The Chol Yem Achaka, Had Yem Oisai. The Eibish is Machaka Sheyoshev. Oisi Soav, Es Havaloi. Bash, bi loy choshak, shmi yochel olof. Again, the current Rashi, it's a loshen bitmiye. Gar, gufay timei, arachem olof. Or the ralph of the Rashi is arachem olof. Dak, dalsay say nol, the dalsay shuv is nol, kan nov loy agadeye, ad kan midas rishoyim. Avo midas tzadikim, there's a different cheshbon. at bash imata boich gardak imata isekein gur bedoik.
What is gur bedoik? Let us see Rashi.
At kan midas rishoim keino nidrashet rishoim imat boich milachtoi gardak gur bedoik nafshechot eitzruro tachas kisi bedoik shamayim. Hatz vav chatzitza have beinoch la'af. There'll be a megin between the af that you won't be genizik from the midas af. Zachas tan ein atom is das leya minasot yam koil omar sar shel gehenem of nekadish bolchu ribayne shloilom liyam koil,
that everyone should come to the yam. That means everyone should come to Gehenna. It's tremendous. So that's what he wants. Let us see Rashi. Liyam Koil, Gehenim Kori Yam Koil, Lefi Sharoif Helchim Shom.
So that's what the Rebbein Shloilom, Liyam Koil, Oma Kodesh Bochu, Achas Beta Gif, this is a different cheshben. Ani Chos Aleyem, Ibnei Sheboatu Begif.
What does that mean? So Rashi says, Amalei, Amasa shel genem, liyam sheli ten eskol oilom, vafulu Yisrael. Amalei achas betagif, alfa beisi eitzel adbash, vikulun sturis beseifi yitziris. Ani ochus aleim al sheboatu begif benil. So they won't go to genem.
Techat, dakim heim, kainim heim, tzadikim heim. The trikim dakim kainim tzadikim. Halak ein lo chelik behem. Umarzen shas, oma gehenu lefon av rebeinu shal oilom. More znini mizare shal sheis. Umarzen sheis, ekterashi, vay mesar shal gehenem, zoyneini mizare shal sheis, kol oiv de kechovim vi Yisrael. So the rebeinu shal oilom answers him, omaloi albom, gan das,
they won't go to you, the Eden won't go to you. He wanted all Zarish or Shais, including the Eden, also to go to Gehenim.
So Albon, in Gan Das, Leichen Eilichem Legan Hadas. Ha Vav, I'm again going to explain to this Bochul, Rebbein Yishloim Oyef Anoichi. I'm hungry, that Vav mentioned on the Gehenim. Zatzchak, Halolu Zarish or Yitzchok. Let's invite the Zarish or Yitzchok also. No, the Bainshlam told them, Halol Zarash Yitzchak, Tar Yashkat, Tar, Yeshli, Kitais, Kitais, Shaloiv de Kechovim Shani Naisnalov. That way you'll get filled up, there's a lot of goyim that can fill up the Gehenna. Let us see, Rashi, Ein Lecha Gehennim Chelik Behem Be Yisrael, Maaz and Sheis, Vayim Asash Gehennim Zeneni Mizari Shal Sheis, Kaloiv Kechovim Yisrael, Alba, Mamak Kadesh Boch Alei Ein Lecha Chelik Behem, Gan Das, Mamak Kadesh Boch Elichem, Legan Hados, Legan Eden. Ha'avof hini ne'of berov, that's the Gehenna misdining this, Zatzchak halolu zarisha yitzlakein, v'lei etnim loch, Tar yashkat, shmoyli v'hamtein, if they have patience, yeshli kito yisach eiris.